later to launch. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. NASA is not even going to try, giving up this morning.
The scrub of the attempt of launch of Artemis 1 and the space launch system with the Orion spacecraft.
That's NASA's Darrell Nail a short time ago. Fox's Evan Brown explains what went wrong live.
Dave, Artemis 1 has no human crew, and when it finally launches, it will be a 6 weeks-long proving mission for the SLS rocket and the Orion crew vehicle, intended for long-duration moon missions. The rocket has 4 main engines, and when they began fueling early this morning at the Kennedy Space Center, one of the 4 engines wasn't getting enough fuel. It's not a problem that could have been fixed mid-countdown. The next chance to launch will be this Friday in the early afternoon, Dave.
Evan, why is a big question in Bend, Oregon, where a gunman showed up in a grocery store last night sending shoppers running.
Shooter moved through the parking lot from the Costco on the west end, shooting rounds from an AR-15-style rifle.
Bend Police Chief Mike Krantz says 2 people were killed, then officers found the shooter dead inside the store. In Phoenix, Arizona,
3 people, including the suspects, are dead following a shooting near Interstate 17. Thankfully, the 2 officers are recovering and in good spirits. Police did not reveal many details about the shooting last night, but did say there was an exchange of gunfire between the suspect and police. They did not mention how the gunman died.
Fox's Todd Pyro. It's day 2 of a manhunt in Fort Worth, Texas. Police looking for the gunman in a drive-by shooting that left a teenager and a 5-year-old boy dead, shot when a car pulled up outside their home. A toddler was also shot and wounded. It's now 76 days in a row that the price of gas has fallen since the $5 record high, driven by lower demand as people try to avoid filling up.
In fact, lower crude oil prices was just a tiny portion of this 13-cent drop that we've just seen.
Down 13 cents the past 2 weeks, an analyst Tripoli Lundberg survey of stations that has regular 397, AAA's average 385. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Republicans keep criticizing President Biden's plan to forgive up to $20,000 in student loan debt to Americans who qualify. They call it unfair and illegal, not authorized by Congress. The White House disputes that. Senior advisor to the Democratic National Committee, Cedric Richmond, tells Fox News Sunday it's based on the same legislation
that allowed President Trump and President Biden to delay loan repayment.
Now, President Biden will hit the road tomorrow, going to Pennsylvania to tout proposals to fight gun violence.
At a campaign-style rally last week, President Biden urged voters to send more Democrats to Congress to pass an assault weapons ban. Pennsylvania is expected to play a crucial role in control of the Senate. There is also an open governor's race.
Fox's Jared Halpern. On Wall Street, more losses are on tap on top of Friday's massive sell-off. Dow futures down more than 200 points. Rory McIlroy is the king of the PGA Tour again, taking home a record 3rd FedEx Cup title after winning the Tour Championship. Tennis's U.S. Open starts today in New York.
A player who soon will be leaving and another that never made it are the dominant storylines heading into the tournament. This will likely be the final event in the legendary career of Serena Williams. She has won the Open 6 times, part of her record 23 major titles. Now at age 40, she says she will be retiring soon, and her next match could be her last.
That is tonight. Serena Williams' first-round opponent is Danka Kovinic.
On the men's side, Novak Djokovic will not get a chance to compete for a record-tying 22nd major title. As a foreign citizen unvaccinated for COVID-19, he's not allowed to enter the country. Djokovic is one major behind Rafael Nadal. The 36-year-old Nadal has won this event 4 times and is seated 2nd.
That's Fox's Eric Messersmith. On the NASCAR track, Austin Dillon won the race at Daytona. He and Ryan Blaney qualified for the last two spots in the NASCAR Cup playoffs. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.